Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Reading from Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter 3, Karma Yoga, text number 4. Na,
na,
karmanam,
karmanam,
anarambam,
anarambam,
naiskarmyam,
naiskarmyam,
purushosnute,
purushosnute,
na,
na,
cha,
cha,
sanyasanad,
sanyasanad,
eva,
eva,
siddhim,
siddhim,
samadigacchati,
samadigacchati,
na karmanam anarambam,
na karmanam anarambam,
naiskarmyam purushosnute,
naiskarmyam purushosnute,
naiskarmyam purushosnute,
naiskarmyam purushosnute,
nacha,
nacha,
nacha sananyasanad, yacha, nacha sanyasanadeva,
nacha sanyasanadeva,
siddhim samadigacchati,
siddhim samadigacchati,
na karmanam anarambam,
na karmanam anarambam,
naiskarmyam purushoshnate,
naiskarmyam purushoshnate,
na cha sanyasanad eva,
na cha sanyasanad eva,
siddhim samadigacchati,
siddhim samadigacchati,
na karmanam anarambam,
na karmanam anarambam,
naiskarmyam purushoshnate,
naiskarmyam purushoshnate,
na cha sanyasanad eva,
na cha sanyasanad eva,
siddhim samadigacchati,
siddhim samadigacchati,
na karmanam anarambam,
na karmanam anarambam,
naiskarmyam purushosnute,
naiskarmyam purushosnute,
na cha sanyasanat eva,
na cha sanyasanat eva,
siddhim samadhi gacchati,
siddhim samadhi gacchati,
na karmanam anarambha,
na karmanam anarambha,
naikaryam purushosnute,
naikaryam purushosnute,
na cha samyasana evam,
na cha samyasana eva,
siddhi samadhi gacchati,
siddhi samadhi gacchati,
na karmanam anarambam,
na karmanam anarambam,
naiskaryam
purushosnute,
naiskaryam
purushosnute,
na cha sanyasanat
eva, na cha sanyasanat eva, siddhim samadhi gacchati,
naiskarmyam
purushosnute,
nacha
sanyasanadeva,
siddhim
samadigacchati.
Gimataji,
na karmanam anarambam,
naiskaryam purushosnute,
Naiskaryam Purushasnate.
Na cha sanyasana eva.
Siddhim samadhi gacchati.
Na.
Na.
Not.
Not.
Karmanam,
karmanam
of prescribed duties.
Of prescribed duties.
Anarambat.
Anarambat
by non-performance.
By non-performance.
Naiskarmyam.
Naiskarmyam.
Freedom from reaction.
Freedom from reaction.
Purusha.
Purusha.
A man.
A man.
Ashnate.
Ashnate.
Achieves.
Achieves.
Na.
Na.
Not.
Not.
Cha.
Cha.
Also.
Also.
Sanyasanat.
Sanyasanat.
By renunciation.
By renunciation.
Eva.
Eva.
Simply.
Simply.
Siddhim.
Siddhim.
Success.
Success.
Ad samadhi gacchati.
Samadhi gacchati.
Attained.
Attained.
Translation. Not by merely abstaining from work can one achieve freedom from reaction, nor by renunciation alone can one attain perfection.
คำแปลไม่ใช่เพียงแต่หยุดทำงานที่จะทำให้เราหลุดพ้นจากผลกรรมหรือด้วยการเสียสละเพียงอย่างเดียวที่สามารถทำให้เราบรรลุความสมบูรณ
์ Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The renounced order of life can be accepted when one has been purified by the discharge of the prescribed form of duties which are laid down just to purify the hearts of materialistic men. Without purification, one cannot attain success by abruptly adopting the fourth order of life, sannyasa. According to the empiric philosophers, simply by adopting sannyas or retiring from fruitive activities, one at once becomes as good as Narayan. But Lord Krishna does not approve this principle. Without purification of heart, sannyas is simply a disturbance to the social order. On the other hand, if someone takes to the transcendental service of the Lord, even without discharging his prescribed duties, whatever he may be able to advance in the cause is accepted by the Lord. Buddhi Yoga. Svopam api asya dharmasya trayate mahato bayat. Even a slight performance of such a principle enables one to overcome great difficulties.
รับนำมาปฏิบัติหลังจากจิตใจได้รับความบริสุทธิ์จากการปฏิบัติตามหน้าที่ที่กำหนดไว้หน้าที่นี้วางไว้เพื่อทำให้จิตใจของนักวัตถุนิยมบริสุทธิ์ขึ้นหากไร้ซึ่งความบริสุทธิ์การรับเอาชีวิตระดับที่4หรือสัญญาตับมาปฏิบัติอย่างเร่งด่วนนั้นไม่สามารถทำให้เราประสบความสำเร็จได้ตามที่นักปราชญ์ชอบทดลองที่ว่าเพียงแต่รับเอาชีวิตสัญญาจักหรือเกษียณจากชีวิตเพื่อผลทางวัตถุแล้วเราจะดีเทียบเท่ากับพระนารายณ์ทันทีหลักการนี้พระองค์เจ้าคริชนาทรงไม่ยอมรับหากจิตใจยังไม่บริสุทธิ์การอุปสมบทในระดับสัญญาจักก็รังแต่จะสร้างความเดือดร้อนให้สังคมอีกด้านหนึ่งหากบางคนมีความยินดีปฏิบัติรับใช้คิดต่อพระเจ้าถึงแม้ว่าจะไม่ปฏิบัติตามหน้าที่ที่กำหนดไว้ไม่ว่าอะไรที่เขาสามารถทำให้เจริญขึ้นในวิธีทางนี้พระเจ้าจะทรงรับไว้บุดดีโยกะแม้แต่การปฏิบัติตนเพียงนิดเดียวในหลักธรรมนี้จะสามารถนำเราให้ข้ามพ้นความทุกข์อย่างยิ่งใหญ่
Om Jnana Pimirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupakadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yata Pada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsya Shri Rupam Sakrajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajevam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakha Nitamsya He Krishna Karana Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavanishwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kaupa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Vayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadhi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare So we're hearing from Lord Krishna in the third chapter and Lord Krishna is talking about Karma Yoga. Arjuna was confused. Arjuna was thinking that Krishna wanted him to stop working. Arjuna thought that Buddhi Yoga meant to stop work. So here in this verse today, Krishna says that you don't get perfection just by stopping work. So Prabhupada talks about how some people have the idea that they will become a sannyasi and then they don't have to work anymore. The Vedic system divides life into four divisions. The first section, first part of life is student life. We have our students, Gopal, Ghi, Archana, students. And then after student life, then the next section is called Grihastha life, married life, household life. Right? And then after household life, then becomes retired life. Retired life, we call vanaprastha. The literal meaning of vanaprastha means to go to live in the forest. But generally it means to go that you engage in spiritual activities. You're studying scriptures and going to temple and going to holy places. And then the fourth stage of life is called sannyas, where you are renounced. That means even if you have a family and like that, then you leave everything. You leave the home, you leave the family connections, and you just devote your life totally to the service of God. So sometimes people want to prematurely become sannyasis. It means that traditionally it was meant for the last stage of life, when you're old, when you're, you know, near to death. Because sannyasi means actually a walking dead man. Just like in Thailand, we see many monks, Buddhist monks, you know, they're finished with, they're detached from the material things. So sannyas is like that, like it's the highest level of monk. So sometimes people want to escape from family responsibilities. They want to give up family responsibilities and become sannyasis. And sometimes people just think, if I become a sannyasi, then I won't have to work, it will be very good, I can just eat and sleep. We see also, even in Thailand, that there are some monks like that. Their motive is not all, you know, to serve Buddha. Some people just want to be lazy. So, in the Vedic culture, Prabhupada describes how some people think that if you become a sannyasi, then you become like God. We were talking about yesterday we spoke about people who follow the path of philosophical speculation. So such in the purport you can see Prabhupada talks here. He says that according to the empiric philosophers, simply by adopting sannyas or retiring from fruitive activities, one at once becomes as good as Narayan. Yeah, this we do not accept this. We say it's not so easy to become as good as Narayan. So Prabhupada explains that before you try to give up work, you must first of all purify yourself by work. Because you don't give up all work, you give up material work, but your spiritual work still goes on. Yeah, you can't think, well, I'm a sannyasi now, I don't need to chant Hare Krishna. No, that's for other people. No, that's not right. Sannyasi has to chant more. A sannyasi has to read the books more and he has to study more. So sannyasi needs to give up material work so that they can concentrate on spiritual work. But you have to prepare yourself to do that. You cannot do that suddenly. It's not easy to simply do all spiritual work. Yeah, we have to do it gradually. You have to gradually purify yourself. Sometimes people, we had examples in Krishna consciousness. We see also in Buddhism also, young men become a monk, but then they meet a young woman. The young women come to the temple and they talk to the young monks, and then, you know, the young man decides, I don't want to be a monk anymore. Then he meets the young woman, you know. And that happens also sometimes to sannyasis. So you have to first, before you become a monk or a sannyasi, you have to first of all prepare yourself for that. You have to cultivate more knowledge and understanding about the world. You have to become detached from the material world. Just like the story, a famous story about Lord Buddha. He was born in the royal family. His father and mother were king. They were king and queen. And they heard that their son would be a saintly person. So they tried to keep him in the palace that he would never see anything about the material world. But one day he saw an old person. He'd never seen an old person before. He said, "What? Who's this person? What happened to him?" And they said, "Oh, he's an old person." And Lord Buddha asked, "Well, I also get old." They said, "Well, yeah, everybody gets old." And then he met a deceased person. And then he asked, "What happened to him? Why is he like this?" And they said, "Oh, he's diseased. He's got a terrible disease." So Lord Buddha, he was asking, "Can I also get diseased? Could that happen to me?" They said, "Yeah, well, many people, they get sick. Yeah, they get diseases." And then he saw a dead person being carried. They were taking his body to be burned. Buddha asked, "What happened to him?" And they said, "He died." He said, "Well, I die. Can I die?" Then, yeah, everybody dies. Everybody who takes birth has to die. So when Buddha saw this old age, disease, and death, then he thought, "What is the point to live in this world?" Then he thought, "I want to renounce this world. I want to leave this world." So he began to do his meditation and his austerity, fasting, tapasya. So he had cultivated, he had seen the misery of material world, so he became detached from the world. But most of us, we have a desire to want to enjoy this world. Especially when you are young, the senses are very strong and we want to have pleasures of the body. We see young people, they like to dress the modern clothes and everything. So they're not ready to renounce the world. Even though they may have an interest, they may think, oh, this is very nice, this knowledge is very interesting, but still they have a desire, some desire to enjoy material body. So gradually, by cultivating more knowledge and understanding and realization, then we will think that actually material world does not offer any real pleasure. And we will think more about the spiritual path. But if we try to take to the spiritual path, just like we may have, sometimes we see somebody in the material world, they have a bad experience. They have, you know, maybe they have a relationship with a young woman, a young woman may have a relationship, and then there's some bad disagreement, a quarrel, and then they become disgusted, okay, I don't want ever again to meet another person. They want to renounce, to go away from the world. Or someone may have a lot of money and then they lose all their money. So then you think, okay, I'll just become a monk. But they still have a desire that maybe if I can get money again. So like this, if we do not have the proper knowledge, the proper training to prepare us to detach ourselves from the world, then we cannot detach. You cannot just give up the world or go away from the world suddenly. But if somebody wants to give up the world, it's very good, and we encourage them, but we say, you have to do it, you know, take your time gradually. Just like when somebody may want to become a devotee, we'll say, okay, please just come, you come every week, you come, you know, you can come every week, come to the program.
เหมือนกันกับถ้าเกิดว่าสาวบางคนอยากจะเป็นสาวเราจะ
Somebody may say, no, no, I want to become full-time devotee. I want to shave my head, everything. I want to wear saffron. I want to be full devotee. And they do it for a month or two, and then they say, okay, now I'm tired, I want to go now. I want to try something else. So we tell people, you know, I mean, for Buddhism, that's that half people, many people become a monk for a month or 2 months. Purnamasi son, Purnamasi Pompan, her son was a monk before he got married. Grandmother wanted him to become a monk for a month. So for 1 month, he shaved his head, wore the robe, lived in the what? And then after 1 month, okay, bye bye. People in Thailand, they think this is a good punya to be a monk for 1 month. You'll be a monk. It's a, you know, very good punya. Pious, it's very pious. Oh, yes, good. Better than being outside. But the idea is that in here Krishna is speaking that, you know, that when you give up the world, give up activities, not that you'll start them again. You give them up for good. Finish, no more. Yeah. So to do it, to actually turn away completely, not to go back to the material, then you have to have strong knowledge, you have to have very strong determination. Shankaracharya took sannyas when he was only 6 years old. Yeah, he was only 6 years old, and he left his mother, went away, became a sannyasi, went away to preach. Lord Chaitanya took sannyas when he was 24. And when he went to Jagannath Puri, then the head priest there, who was called Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, saw him and he thought, oh, he's very young to be sannyasi. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. So Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya thought, I better give him good knowledge and train him so he can be, how he can, so he can protect himself in the sannyas. So even 500 years ago, when the society was very conservative, it was dangerous for a young man to be a sannyas. Similarly, you can't expect young women to renounce the world. A young woman cannot renounce.
Mm-hmm. สละได้เช่นเดียวกัน
It's not very easy for a woman to go away from the world
มันก็ไม่ใช่เรื่องง่ายสำหรับผู้หญิงที่จะต้องสละโลกไป
So women have to be protected
ผู้หญิงเนี่ยควรได้รับการปกป้อง
So we see some women are renounced. There are some ladies renounced. Like if you go to holy places, like in Vrindavan, you will see there are some places where there are women. They wear all white sari, and cut the hair very short often, and of course cover their hair with the sari, and live very simple.
แต่ก็ยังมีผู้หญิงที่สละก็ปัจจุบันก็สามารถเห็นได้ที่วินดาวันก็จะมีผู้หญิงที่ใส่ซาลีสีขาวแล้วก็มีผมสั้นๆแล้วก็ซาลีแล้วก็ใช้ชีวิตธรรมดา
yeah just chanting the holy name doing some seva in the temples
สวดภาวนามหามนต์แล้วก็รับใช้ที่วัน
so generally that isAt the end of life.
ความจริงแล้วนะสิ่งนี้จะเป็นสิ่งที่เป็นช่วงสุดท้ายของชีวิต
Because with the end of life, we are preparing for the next life.
เพราะว่าช่วงสุดท้ายของชีวิตเนี่ยเป็นการที่เราจะเตรียมตัวเพื่อชีวิตต่อไป
So if we have not prepared throughout our life, when we come to the end of life, we won't want to renounce also.If you don't practice when you're young, when you get old, it will be very hard. If somebody is a meat eater and a drunkard and smokes cigarettes all his life, then when he gets old, he won't want to stop.If one is not chanting, if one spends all his time watching television every day in the house, then when he gets old, he won't be able to chant Hare Krishna and turn the television off and just chant Hare Krishna. You know. So we have to purify ourselves by the proper process of.Practicing Krishna consciousness. And then we can increase grant as we go on. Yeah, in the beginning, we're chanting a little bit, we're learning a little bit.But gradually we get more taste, we become more interested, we want to chant more, we want to hear more, study more. In the beginning, come once a week. Gradually start to come more.Okay, any question? You want to come once a week? You want to come every day? Of course, if you come full time, it's also very good. There's no harm if you come full time. And you have to go away, you can't do it. Okay, it's no harm. No harm.Even if you can't, even if you want to go back to the material world again after some time, it's all right. Because at least you do some service for Krishna. At least you try. Translate. Yeah, we have some people in Bangkok, they used to be sannyasis, and then when they were young men, they were sannyasis, and then they gave up being sannyasis. But they did a lot of service when they were young sannyasis. When you're old, then you can't do much service. But young men, they can do a lot, they can work very hard. Build temples, distribute many books, open many temples. But old men, when they're old, they can't do anything, they can only just sit and chant.
But Maharaj, it's not that very easy. Like for me, before I started to work, I usually come here and then associate with the body. But when I started to work, it's very difficult for me to stay with people at the office. Like whatever they say, I cannot take it. It's like, it's for me, it's a bit nonsense. So it takes a little bit of time to like adjust yourself again.
Association.
Yeah. Yeah.
With non-devotees.
Mm-hmm.
In a very different sense.
Yeah,
working with people who are not devotees is very difficult. The interests are so different. Very hard. So, what to do? Maybe you'll become full-time devotee.
So, what I'm doing is that I do my work, but I
Yeah, some people are like that. Some devotees, you know, they have the job enough and they don't speak with the other people. They just have their headphones, hear the music and on the internet, everything. And they never bother with these other people. But then the other people don't like them because they never speak, they don't mix. Then you may get problem.
Yeah, I'm just trying to be nice with them.
Yeah. Yeah, if you can just try to be nice with them.
But sometimes very funny when you hear the lectures. Really fun. And you get laugh when you do the work and they don't know why you're laughing at.
Yeah.
Why are you laughing? I cannot say anything. It's funny sometimes.
They cannot appreciate our... Yeah. We cannot appreciate them, they cannot appreciate us. So Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, he said, what is the time of awakening for the self-controlled is night for all people. And what is night for the introspective sage is the time of awakening for all people. Just like when we go to sleep, you know, they're all waking up, they're going out, karaoke, bar, disco, they want to enjoy. We go to sleep, you know, they're awake, you know. We wake up, they go to sleep.
Yeah, like we usually go early morning, we saw the
teenagers,
club, they open young
just
people.
Just come like drinking.
Oh, yeah.
Some
yeah.
of them just sleeping on the like
on
stairs
the street.
With a beer bottle outside.
It's really terrible.
Yeah. Yeah, very... You see everything that time of day. Yeah, so life is different for different people. But still, we have to be able to see Krishna also in these people. You know, that they are also part of Krishna. Even though their lives are different from us, but still they are also part of Krishna. And so, just encourage them, you know, be nice to them. And if somehow you're able to be friendly with them.
Sometimes I brought prasadam and I think it's a little very.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, very good. Yeah, yeah, very good.
I think you don't so be nice to them and they haven't so few. It's good because of prasadam.
Yeah, yeah, good. Yeah, tell them you made it.
Yeah, that's why I'm saying. This is my friend make it. You try it, it's very good. Yeah. I give them muffins, they give them cookies.
Yeah, yeah. I give them prasadam. Nice. Yeah, many devotees have this problem. They have to work with people. They want to bring some meat or something. They want you to go with them to eat meat or something. Come with us, let's go. We're going to Kashi, come to Kashi. Bhagavad Gita ki jai.